And when Gloria told me about this show, I was not reluctant, but wait a minute, what are you talking about? You know, talk about my prison right away. And did I do it? So, you know, I usually, well, not usually, but I try to do what I'm told. So anyway, we went on it, and I was shocked. And it was the first time I was shocked when I started knowing all this stuff, you know, because my history went as far back as, let me see, my abuelita, Isabel Trejo, had a father, my great-grandfather named Papalilo, and I didn't know his real name, Papalilo, that was his name, and that's as far as it went, you know, I figured he just started, and we're here. And I didn't really know anybody or where, you know, my family's all from Texas, no. They started in Monterrey, Mexico, they started in Mexico City, they started with the conquistadores and Aztec. I loved it the way they said it. And then a conquistador married one of the Aztecs. You took her, you know. A proposal, you know, but anyway, so that's where the family started. And I started feeling, the feeling is like history. Like, wait a minute, I got a history. It's not I'm just like a guy. It's like, I got a history. And the more he talked about it, I've always felt important. I'm sorry. This really made me feel like, wow, man, I have a history. I'm in a book. I own 3,000 acres in Cabo San Lucas. My daughter said, well, let's go down there. but it's like, so it's like finding something and finding your roots, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, they don't just go to Papalillo. You got roots. So it was an amazing journey, and my family's still on it. They're still looking for them.
And since you're a storyteller yourself, you know, with your job and everything, how has this changed how you approach telling your own story from now on? Like, knowing how many people made you up now? Like,
you know, when I talk at schools, I talk at, you know, everywhere, universities, juvenile halls, penitentiaries, and I talk about this. I talk about, you know, do you know where, you don't even know where you come from, you know? You're like me, you're a great grandfather, that's it, that's all you know. And it's like, when I found out who I was, I realized I'm a lot more than just B948, my prison number. I'm a lot more than just this guy. There's that feeling of, not importance, but it's not like, you know, I mean, it's like, really, well, I'm part of history. That's great.